Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. InDemand.fm.
This is In Demand, and it's been a long time since we last had this lovely lady on the show. In fact, the last time I saw you was when I flew out to LA in 2007.
Oh, for my December.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a while.
And we met at, which hotel was it now? On Rodeo Drive.
I know, I'm trying to remember.
Wilshire?
Beverly Wilshire, yeah.
Yeah. How are you, Kelly Clarkson?
I'm great, actually.
Oh, it's really good to have you back.
Thanks.
And obviously
you.
It's been a long time since the
last
album.
4 years. So.
Yeah. So we need to fill in some gaps here.
Okay. Yeah, a few.
Obviously you've made a new album, but how else have you been spending your time?
I've gone on a few vacations with some friends.
Amazing.
Yeah, I went to Tahiti. That was awesome. I love that.
Cool.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I've been writing with a lot of different people, like not for my stuff, just for other projects. So
yeah, exactly. But now you're back, raring to go. Brand new single, brand new album. So let's talk about the new music. We love the new single, Mr. Know It All. It's brilliant.
Thank you. I do too. I love it.
We got a really good response on it. We played it on the show.
Oh, awesome. That's good news. Thank
you. Yeah, exactly. It's just made for radio. It's just perfect. It's one of those that you hear the first time, then you're humming along. So, you know.
Yeah. Soon that will annoy you. So I'm sorry.
Yeah. Only if I hear it a million times a day.
Yeah. What's good for me might not be good for your psyche. So.
Oh, no. We love it. It's good. And of course, as usual, I'm guessing you've been quite personal with the album, the songs you've written.
I mean, I don't think there's any other way to be than just to write from, you know, what's going on in your life and what's in your heart. And I think that's what makes it relatable for people. And that's what people really want to hear.
Are we getting Kelly Clarkson at her kind of in your face? I don't care. I'm going to get it all out best.
Wait, now?
You know how you like with My Life Would Suck Without You? You just really go for it. You're like big, upbeat, rocky anthems. Are we getting lots of that?
Oh, I love anthems.
Yeah.
No. Oh, yeah, definitely. Sorry, I misunderstood you. Yeah. No, I definitely am all about that. That whole album, it's funny. It's just very, like, inspiring and it's very empowering. And that's why we ended up calling it Stronger. It just sounds, you know, 10 years later after, you know, starting in the business, it's just, I don't know, I sound more experienced and I sound just better sonically on the album. It's just probably my best album.
When you look back on those 10 years to how you started and obviously how you came to our attention, how much wiser do you think you are now? Because you must have been almost like a deer in the headlights when you first sort of won American Idol and you're kind of like, oh my God, thrown into this music world and being a superstar. And do you think if anyone could have given you any advice back then, would you have taken it? Certain advice that maybe you wish you'd heeded back then?
Yeah, I mean, like about a year ago or maybe 2 years, somebody told me, never take advice from someone you wouldn't switch places with. And or someone you wouldn't want to be. And I could have used that when I first started. So,
yeah. Let's quickly talk about Mr. Know It All, then we'll get it on. Give us a description about Mr. Know It All. Who is it about?
Well, when I first heard the song, it was more like just about the
generic whole
concept of like, yeah, well, it's just more about, we all work with people like that. You know people like that in your, you know, personal life. Like, it's just people that are just, you know, ignorant and just, you know, in your face about knowing everything and especially about you. And that's, everybody's, you know, ever changing. And I just think it's ignorant to assume that. And it's just more like a message, you know, for the masses that are like that. It's not even to a specific person.
No.
But I have dated a guy like that, but unfortunately. But I kind of relate to that idea in many different spectrums of my life. So.
Right, so let's get it on. Do you want to introduce it for us?
Yeah. This is Kelly Clarkson. This is my new single, Mr. Know-It-All.
You're listening to In Demand.
Brand new from Kelly Clarkson. It's the brilliant Mr. Know-It-All from the album Stronger. And the lovely lady is with us now. Hello again.
Hello again.
Now, what we tend to do with a lot of our guests is a quiz called How Showbiz Are You? Now, having met you before and spoken to you a few times, you are probably one of the most down-to-earth people ever. So this is going to be a fun one, I think. See how you get on with How Showbiz Is Kelly Clarkson?
I'm nervous.
Don't be, it's fine. Here's your first question. Have you ever worn sunglasses indoors?
Yes, but I mean, in my defense, I have had LASIK surgery.
Oh, well, that's fine.
And you couldn't have bright stuff in your eyes. Yeah. So, but no, I don't generally wear sunglasses inside.
I think it's only acceptable if A, you've had laser surgery, which is fine, or B, if you're really hungover.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I might have done that. Well, actually, no. I have this one hat. It's my hat that I wear every time, and it kind of covers my face. So I don't know. I don't usually go for sunglasses, though.
Would you rather go to a showbiz party or have a night in eating pizza in front of the telly?
Oh, my God. I would. Okay, first of all, the first one, never. And then, yes, I would rather stay home watching a blockbuster movie or something with pizza and friends. Yeah,
yeah, that's perfect, isn't it? Just give Domino's a call straight up.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't. Well, I mean, showbiz parties, you know what's not fun about that? I mean, if they were fun, I'd go. Mm. I love parties. But, like, it's always just, like, people standing around looking at each other.
Networking.
Or, like, everyone is just like, yes. Everybody's like, you know, we should totally work together. And I'm like, dude, I'm never going to talk to you again, probably. Like, we're never going to see each other again. This is so awkward and transparent.
Have you ever jumped a queue?
Oh, yeah. Like a theme park and stuff. Yeah, yeah, I've done that.
That's kind of, though, sometimes people just say to you, you have to, don't they? I think if you're like, famous.
Well, if I stand
in line.
You're
at Disney, someone will go, here you go in front.
Now, if I'm like, and actually, I stand in lines, though, like whenever I went to Disneyland in California with my sister, my niece, and a friend, and I stood in line for hours, like for my little niece and stuff, and I'll do it if I'm just, you know, on my own, but like, but if I'm working, like at the park or doing something, like people know I'm there, and I'd get stuck talking to people for hours. I'd never get to ride anything if I didn't cut. So.
Yeah, you want to get on that roller coaster, baby.
Yeah.
And finally, have you ever clapped yourself when your name's been read out at an awards due?
No. No, I always sit there and I look really awkward and out of place on camera. Yeah, No. I don't ever clap for myself, no.
Kelly Clarkson, I'm very pleased to announce that you are as normal as you were the first time I clapped eyes on you. Kelly, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you.
Yeah, thank you. You have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye, girl.
Bye.
You're listening to the In Demand Podcast.
The podcast.
Don't forget to follow In Demand on Facebook. Facebook.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy tonight. Ben Howard is back on In Demand.
Hello. I've not met you before, Ben.
Hello.
I love the video for the new single. It's beautiful. I love your use of outdoors.
It's cool, isn't it?
Because you have this, it's almost like such a beautiful kind of picturesque video. Yeah. And the colours really come alive in it as well.
Yeah, it's really nicely shot, huh?
And we love, in particular, the giant water slide. Yeah. The makeshift water slide.
Well, the whole idea behind that was that we'd start the video off like Old Pine and sort of, it's almost mocking ourselves a little bit with the whole serious singer-songwriter, like walking in a field, I got my guitar and I haven't actually got a guitar, but I'm like carrying stuff through the, then it's like really romantic countryside, and the whole idea was it'd be like, actually we've just built a massive water slide and we're having a laugh. It's really nice. The whole project's had a real family vibe to it, which has been cool.
And didn't you record most or all of the album in an old barn in Devon?
Yeah, down at India's place. India's mum owns a barn. It's kind of like, it's not,
well,
as,
see, that comes in handy as well.
It's not that rugged, like it's been done up and stuff, but we just put some mics in there and stuff and a few little bits and bobs and recorded an album.
Does that help in terms of, did you obviously set up a proper studio? Is it literally just, you go in there, the mic's up?
Yeah.
And does it sort of add to the sound of the album at all?
I reckon there's loads of little atmospheric bits. I'm a big fan of like little noises and atmospheric things on tracks. Like all the, one album that I was listening to loads was that Bon Iver record.
Mm.
And I think that kind of encouraged us that you can make something amazing just by recording in a little space. And I love all the, him and Iron and Wine do great stuff with little atmospheric details, just like little strings tinkling away in the background and the fireplace going and stuff. It took ages. It took us a year and a half.
That's because you were busy collecting sound effects.
there's one track on it where we stayed up all night recording rain, and it was like deep into the night, and it was summertime, and it was big summer raindrops, and we had the headphones cranked, we had it so loud, like microphones turned right up, and it was sort of like headphone Russian roulette. So if you took your headphones off, the other person, like the feedback in their ears would just rip their head off. So you're both sitting there like looking at each other like really scared with like, and it's like you're in a massive thunderstorm. It was a great experience.
So you're sat there waiting for the raindrops to fall in the right order so it sounds right.
Yeah.
You can sing to it.
Yeah. You don't get many artists nowadays on massive international record labels who pay such attention to detail on their stuff.
Yeah.
Who aren't able maybe to do that.
Yeah, maybe. Like, I mean, like I say, it's been a blessing. Ireland have been great all along, and we've just had great people around us from the start. It's been a really, really amazing experience for us. You know, the whole just going to shows and seeing so many people turn up, and friends of friends telling each other. So we've been playing sort of four or 500 capacity shows without having a record out yet, without having an album. So
you've got almost like a following, haven't you? Rather than it's not like your average fan base. It's almost like the cult of Ben Howard.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? I like to think they're all kind of like me as well. A lot of the people I meet at gigs, which is always really nice. I can sit outside and have a chat to most of the guys who listen to music.
Do you think eventually you'll have to move to London and have that as your base, or are you going to try and stay away from that for as long as possible?
I think I've always sort of made it a point to sort of stay away from scenes and stuff, and like the London scene was quite big. There's a lot of guys sort of playing guitars and making really good music, and we were always in Devon and sort of far away from it. And there's so much you can do. Like, I'm not a big fan of cities and stuff. Like, I love dropping into places and seeing it for a couple of days, but it does sort of kind of rattle me a little bit. So London, I think it's good now. I can stay in Devon and I can go traveling around, and I go to London still. I go and say hello to people and stuff. But I don't know if I could live there. I'm quite happy where I am. It means I travel more.
Ben,
thank you
very much for coming. Dude.
Yeah.
Wicked. Cheers. Thanks.
And you've done some live tracks for us as well, which we really appreciate. Can you introduce your brand new single? We'll play it now.
This is a new single, Keep Your Head Up. I hope you enjoy it.
Discover In Demand online. There's always a chance to win. Indemand.fm.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy tonight. Sugar Babes.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, it's so good to have you back.
It's so good
nice to be
back.
Here.
Aww.
We got quite excited coming up here. We were like, oh, we're going to see them. It's a nice one now.
Yeah, that's nice.
So we won't say anything mean.
We officially can still call you the Sugar Babes, aren't we?
Yeah, I know.
The thing is, with that, like, obviously, I don't know our management deal with all that stuff, but like, you know, who's got the right to the name and stuff. But basically, they didn't register us with that because it's not something that we've ever used or we would use. So that's why we've never thought of doing a wrapping paper, something like that. So it doesn't affect anything that
we're still exactly the same
we were going to do.
I'm guessing that's the only kind of niche that maybe you'd not got the rights for.
Yeah.
It's just a weird one to have, though, isn't it?
It's so strange.
Maybe she's going to bring
out
a
range.
Every Christmas I've gone looking for wrapping paper with Sugar Babes on it. It's just not
there you go. Now the niche has now been filled, Alex.
New era, new chapter.
Yeah.
This is kind of like round two for you, Jade.
Yeah.
So settled in now fully.
Yeah, it's 2 years for me next month.
Yeah.
It's gone so quick.
It's our 2 year anniversary.
Oh.
You're going to have a big party.
Yeah, I think we should. But yeah, it's been, do you know what? We've had time off and it's been great because we've had chance to just get to know each other without any pressure, you know, not necessarily in the spotlight either. And we've just been kept busy, but we've really enjoyed it. And it feels a good time now to come back because we know what we're all about, what we do and don't like. And we've written on the album. So it's just like a real reflection of us as a new lineup.
The Freedom video, we chatted to you on the phone email just before you were about to see it. We've seen it now. A little bit leather in there.
Lesbos.
Yeah, I love how you just get out there and say little bit leather.
Yeah, it was it got quite up and, you know, quite close to some
ladies. It's freedom.
At the beginning, because it was like 6 a.m. or whatever it was, and I remember thinking, what the hell, and all these gorgeous people, these models and stuff. And I remember laughing in this boy's face, with spitting, because like, whoosh, like one of those ones. Oh, just because the intensity in his eyes, and they could just look like that and just be like it. And I found it a little bit, took me a couple of times to get used to it.
It feels quite a claustrophobic club and everyone's hot and sweaty.
I know, and it wasn't. There was like about 20 extras. And like
so
in this massive club, but it was fun. Yeah, Jade has a good time.
Yeah. You should ask her if you had a drink.
Oh, Jade.
Did you like how I kept silent?
Yeah, no, I noticed that. I was like, I'm going to let that go.
Jade thought she was in a nightclub on a night out. Let's just put it that way.
To be fair to me, right, I've not had to do those kind of intimate videos before, and it made me quite nervous, and I didn't know what to do with this guy all up in my face. So Heidi suggested before I went on set, maybe if I have some alcohol,
one bottle of Grey Goose later,
to help loosen me up, get rid of the nerves. So I kind of took that to heart, and I thought, well, one's not really going to do the job, is it?
Not
so
enough.
I've got to get a few in, but I had no breakfast, and by the time I got down to set, I was like, going through.
By the time I got down to the set, she was like, "Whoa!" Like, going, she's going, this is great.
Yeah, it was funny. Entertaining.
Right, let's play the new single. Can you introduce it for us, ladies?
Yes. Hey, guys. You're joined by the Sugar Babes, and this is our brand new single, Freedom.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Sugar Babes still here tonight. Yay! Now we've got a little test for you here. You guys have been in the business for a long, long time now, so we're going to find out how showbiz are Sugar Babes.
Okay.
At this point, this is a test that a lot of our guests have taken lately.
To be fair, you've got every right to be showbiz though.
Yeah.
You've been in the business for ages. So.
Lucy's got the test. Here we go.
Okay. How showbiz are the Sugar Babes? Let's begin. Last freebie you got?
Nokia N8.
Yeah, Nokia N8.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yes. Actually, do.
Who is the most famous person you've got on your mobile phone?
Usher.
Wow.
OMG. That is pretty showbiz.
Yeah,
that is amazing.
Yeah, I like that one. Yeah. I sometimes just scroll down just to look at it. Yeah.
And you're like, dare I text him? New Year's Eve, yeah, dare I ring him?
Yeah, do you know what?
Hello, Usher.
It's me.
Who is this? Who are you?
Yeah, exactly. You change his number. Block.
Do you light candles when you're in the bath?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you?
I do.
Yeah?
Love it.
I don't think that's that showbiz, Alex.
It depends what kind of candles they are.
Oh, mine are just the cheap ones from the corner shop.
You 99p.
Get 100, yeah, you get loads of them. Or like
the little
Ikea
ones. Or something.
Tea lights.
Big old bag of them.
So it's not Jo Malone or Dixie.
Sometimes
or
I put Jo Malone, then a giant one. I'd sometimes burn that baby.
Molten Brown do massive ones as well.
Oh, yeah, Molten Brown. Yeah.
Mine are Agent Provocateur ones in my pink bathroom.
Okay, Heidi's quite healthy, lady. Have you ever had your dinner cooked by a celebrity chef?
No.
Yes.
You were on Hell's Kitchen, weren't you? No, not Hell's Kitchen. Did you?
Oh, I was.
One of you was. One of you was. I remember seeing one of you on it.
I was on it. Hell's Kitchen, right?
Yeah. One of, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, I went to it.
Yeah, to eat dinner.
Yeah,
I remember seeing you and going, oh, look.
But yeah, I went to a wedding and Gino DeCampo was the chef.
Ooh, oh, wow.
Nice. It was really nice.
And your final question, have you ever been on a Learjet?
What?
A Learjet, like a proper
as
private
as you can tell from my reaction.
Yeah.
No.
But after going on it, I said I'll never go on one again.
Really?
Why?
Because I'm scared of flying and it's like four of you in the sky.
It's not very many people.
And also it's tiny, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it doesn't feel right.
No.
Turbulence is in a whole other thing. Yeah.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend. Search In Demand in the iTunes store.